The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in North Delta and other files of interest. March 5, Public Safety Building, 11375 84th Avenue. Complainant reported that they had sent intimate images to a person on Instagram. They were now being asked for $1,700 or the photos would be distributed to the complainant's friends. The complainant sent $500 and then decided to report the incident to the police. Photos were not distributed, and the complainant has blocked the suspect. The incident was reported to Instagram. March 6, 8800 block of 116B Avenue. Complainant reported that the catalytic converter was stolen sometime overnight, from their vehicle parked in the driveway. Surveillance video shows two suspects wearing dark clothing exiting their vehicle and entering the driveway. March 8, Public Safety Building, 11375 84th Avenue. Complainant reported that they had received a call indicating they had made money on a Bitcoin investment and were required to send funds to collect the earnings. The complainant provided personal information to the caller via an app called NDAX and later found their bank account drained of $700. The bank was informed, but indicated the loss of funds was the responsibility of the complainant. Police spoke to the complainant about resources available and advised that they should contact Equifax and TransUnion. March 9, 7800 block of 115A Street. Complainant reported the theft of the catalytic converter from their vehicle parked on the street in front of their residence. Damage to the vehicle is $300. Neighbors may have surveillance video. Police provided the complainant with a file number for ICBC. March 10, 7200 block of 120th Street. While conducting proactive patrols, police observed a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed and was unable to maintain its lane position. Police stopped the vehicle and observed open liquor in the car. Two breath samples were provided, both reading fail. As a result, the driver was given a 90-day immediate roadside prohibition and a 30-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the driver left the area by taxi.